Walking is great lifelong exercise, but sometimes people get discouraged by joint pain, especially as they get older, and maybe don't walk as much or as far as they should. For them, Nordic walking can be an ideal solution. Esti Grimpas teaches a free class for seniors in Lihue, Kauai, and we asked her about its benefits.
Nordic walking is walking with a pair of special walking poles that are similar to ski poles, but they are shorter, and they're designed to propel you forward and give you a full body workout. Compared to walking, where it's mainly the legs and the belly involved, with Nordic walking, we engage the entire body in the walking process.
How do you get your upper body? What can you do to help with your upper body?
The poles, since the poles are in your hand, it's almost like you take the walking and you take them from chest to legs and you use your arms and legs to do the walking. And so since you use it to propel you forward, your arms have to do some muscle work, and it's not just the arms, it's also the upper body, because you push yourself forward with the poles. And so the arms, the upper body, the neck, the torso, are all engaged in the walking.
So you actually, as you push with these poles, you actually are kind of taking the weight off your feet, transferring
exactly.
The weight to your upper body?
Exactly, yes. It takes the weight off the feet, the knees, the hips, the back. Takes some of the weight, of course, and it takes the pressure also. So it helps with the joints. So there's less pressure and less weight on the joints. And a lot of times that's a problem for a lot of people. They don't want to walk because it hurts their joints.
Is that why because I know that you run classes for seniors. Is that why it's particularly good for older folks?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of cases where there's some physical problem or weakness, and then we should be walking to keep the exercise going, but because there is maybe a weak knee or a weak hip or something, people walk less and less, and then the muscles don't work anymore. And then there's the tendency of falling. And that's what we're trying to counteract, that with the poles, there is the balance stabilized, so mm-hmm. people don't fall anymore. And while they're walking, it builds up the muscles again with the safety of the poles.
Because I know that, you know, hikers and trekkers have walked with an individual with one pole, just sort of a walking stick, and I'm not sure how much of that is really used to propel yourself forward. It's just more kind of a balance thing in that area. This is something a little different, isn't it?
It's a little different. When you're hiking with poles, it's also for safety, in the sense of difficult terrains, or protect you from falling, slip and fall.
Uh-huh.
You can use the Nordic walking poles can be used for hiking too. That's what I do. When I hike, I use my Nordic walking poles. But for seniors, it's being used different by different senior, depending on what their goal is. Let's say we have seniors who really want to build their muscles, but we have seniors who are afraid of falling, or they don't have to strengthen their legs. And so depending on what they're trying to do and what their goal is, we use the Nordic walking poles different, depending on who it is and how they want to use it.
But most of the time, ST, these poles are used in pairs, right?
Yes, yes, correct. Yeah, they're used in pairs, and it's a synchronized walking. And by using them in pairs, it works the brain, too, because it has to be a synchronized walking, opposite leg with arm swing. And so in the beginning, sometimes that's a little bit tricky for people to learn, but it's also brain work.
That's what you teach in your classes. So left leg goes forward, the right arm goes forward?
Correct.
And vice versa?
Yes.
That would take a little bit that wouldn't necessarily be what one's instinct would impel one to do, would it?
Yeah, but the technique to learn it is most people don't have, after the first class, they automatically start being in sync with the poles, because it's really just natural walking with the added poles. And so in my beginning classes, I work with the people and tell them to forget about the poles and just think about swinging their arms and just pulling the poles along, and I tell them to drag the poles. And so that way they don't think about the poles and they automatically start swinging their arms normally.
Mm-hmm. So it isn't as counterintuitive as one might think. It sounds as if
No, not at all. It's not counterintuitive at all. It's really the natural way of walking, but just with some added poles.
When you say that you teach beginning and advanced classes, what kind of things do you do in an advanced class?
Well, I call it the intermediate class.
Okay.
I have a beginner class and intermediate. The intermediate class, I take the students who have already learned how to do it, have finished a beginning class, and we go more into the technique and get more into the details of the technique. I take them for excursions, so people find areas. I show them areas to walk that they might have not thought about walking before.
Mm-hmm.
I take them in different terrain, let's say more onto dirt roads or maybe hills, and we learn about how to walk hills at the same time to protect the knees when you're going downhill. We work more with speed and more with strength. While the beginning class is strictly the basic teachings of the technique, and that's really for anybody. As long as they can walk, they can do the beginner's class.
Esti Grimpas teaches free classes in Nordic walking for seniors mornings at 8:30 at the Lihue Neighborhood Center on Kauai.